Muddy, boomy. Probably doesn't have to be so loud either in here. Yeah, a little bit. That's better. Are there any tops?
Top high frequencies?
That's better. Can you hear it okay? The vocals? This town?
Isla Vista.
Yeah, it's not like Spanish. So.
Well, welcome anyway, wherever you're from. My name's Darren. I'm going to just start up the evening with a few songs. Play a song about an Australian town called Lismore, where I went to university. If there was a god, she'd live in Lismore. Live on the riverbed, on the ground floor. All of us simple, all of us lost. In this beautiful swamp, we call Lismore. Don't just run away and hide. Don't complain, no fixed abode. State the town and the area code. 2480 Lismore. 2480 Hot summer days, pollution free. Come to Lismore, you soon will see. No traffic jams, no big thugs. Plenty of air, plenty of floods. 2480 Lismore. 2480 Lismore. 2480 is more New South Wales. 2480. Oh. Well, it's a wonderful place, a really nice town. It's not a hole in the ground. There's just one floor. I'm bored. Joe DiMaggio, batter up Joe, and powder up Miss Munro. Whoever said you could recover, better to smash things down than to smother. Thank you very much. Let's do a song now about Laurel and Hardy's last ever film together. Actually, we were just in Los Angeles. This is the second show of the tour in Los Angeles. My friends there showed me the music box steps, which is the famous steps where Laurel and Hardy were pushing the piano up in Silver Lake there. So, I'll dedicate this to them. Have you ever seen Laurel on his own? Last film. There's more talking these days. It's mere talking these days. Leave your hat on, lads. You look younger that way, less gags these days. Leave your hat on, lads. You've all gone gray. Let's go. How's the mix? Is it alright? Mix is good?
Good,
yeah. Bit more 8K in the vocals or something? If there's any questions, I realise my accent might be an issue for some people. I met a very friendly gentleman here called Fire Penguin, who lives around here, and I got to see his house, which is inside of a van. And his friends asked me what kind of music I played, and I said folk music, and they thought I said fuck music. And is that a genre here or something? So if my accent does cause a problem, just raise your hand. I'm up for it, you know, debates, chats. This is a really lovely place. We've only been in here since this afternoon, and I haven't seen an adult yet. Do the adults know you guys are all here? Like, what you've done to this town? There's just kids everywhere. But I found two pinball machines, I'm happy. Some interesting drunk guys down the street. They don't just shout obscenities. I heard this drunk guy just before. He was a music critic. He was just screaming, "The Beatles had more fun than Michael Jackson ever did." And that's beautiful. It's like, usually in Australia, you just get someone swearing at you. Okay. There's rumbling in the head again. Inside the head there lives a brain. Inside the brain there lived a dream that shot round like a laser beam. Along nerve endings and synapses, past the room for memory lapses, brought about by alcohol that causes all the cell collapses. Now that drink's not the only one. I had plenty more when I was young, but I grew up in a big hurry, and then one day I stopped to worry that I'm gonna be a goner before I read all the books I want. If a planetary now, it'll be fully grown long after I'm just dust and bone. And now I can't sleep, it's already 3 a.m. and I'm lying here dividing sheep by the square root of 10. So I gave away my clothes to charity. I turned off my TV for clarity. But some days I still envy those walking around wearing my clothes. So I'll just plant a tree I'll never see grow. Put a seed in the ground where no one will know. Gonna make my plan when the morning breaks, but I just don't know how long it'll take. I keep hearing voices and ringing phones, but I'm staring down a highway all alone, with just the company of my stomach rumble, but I feel okay. It makes me humble without a load that I must carry, or a bump in the road to make me tarry. Just a pile of ashes from the miles I've burned and everything I've learned. What have I learned? What have I learned? Don't walk in front of cars or behind horses. Cats don't drink milk out of flying saucers. Green means go, yellow go faster. Red means stop a financial disaster. Don't ever underestimate the fitness of the determined Jehovah's Witness. And don't ever, ever take for granted what grew from every kiss you planted. Cause a heart can break, it's a heart that feels. It's to know that you're alive and real. Like the rattle and bounce and a little red ball, not a number on a roulette wheel. And hair it turns grey and skin it turns to leather. But the best thing about growing old, we all do it together. So I'll plant a tree I'll never see grow. Put a seed in the ground where no one will know. I'm gonna make my plan when the morning breaks, but I just don't know how long it'll take. They say that a love that's shared is a love that's carried all the way to the church where you'll be married. But it's a long old way down the aisle to altar, and you don't have the time to falter. But love will always come and go, I hope. But someday love goes up in smoke, and you're left there with the greedy ghost. And just when you need them most, all of your friends, they've disappeared, and others started acting weird. And you're left on your bed with an awful feeling till you've learned by heart all the cracks in the ceiling. You think, oh fuck, I just related to that awful love song I always hated. The past, it all becomes distorted like it was broke before you bought it. But just remember, you're the one who paid, pulled the pin out of the hand grenade. It's up to you to leave your room, and don't forget to bring your spade. So you can plant a tree you'll never see grow, put food in the ground, and on and on. Gonna make my plan forever to roam. Gonna feed my nan in the nursing home. Gonna make that plan when the morning breaks, but I just don't know how long it'll take. Actually has heard of me before and wants to hear a specific song. I've only got 30 minutes, so I'd like to play something if anyone's come to hear anything.
Kickstand. Ooh. Kickstand.
Two people out of all this want to hear that song. Have you? Where did you hear that before, sir? Sirs.
Magnetic Fields Show.
Ah, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
played it since then, so I'll, that was 2004. This is a true story. This isn't just pure whimsy, this song. It actually was in Toronto, I think, and I met this kid, this punk kid, and he saw me struggling with all my instruments and bags, and he helped me carry them to the venue, and he just said, my uncle invented the kickstand. He wasn't, I didn't prompt him to say that, it must be just a line that he uses. And so I just instantly got this this kind of melody in my head about, imagine if you had to sell the kickstand, if that was your job to sell. So this is kind of like a 1930s, 40s commercial for the kickstand. Apparently there's a band called Butterfly Bones playing here soon. And this is a song coincidentally written called Butterfly Bones. And I have it available on a 7-inch single. This is like a songwriting contest thing I did over my website where people could write in and suggest song titles. And coincidentally, they were both about skeletons. I'll show you. cut out all these x-rays. Like, you can't really, this light doesn't really do it justice, but each, I went around to every hospital that I could in Australia and collect x-rays, and people think you're really weird when you go in and ask just for, it's like extreme porn. You can't get any more naked than this. But yeah, all kinds of bones. If you're bone fans, there's like, there's fibias, there's craniums, there's everything in here. When 1 year ends and another begins, and the sky is a shower of sparks, with your skinny girl arms with their hairs on their ends like exclamation marks. Well, I admit I was scared, I felt unprepared. If I need you, tell me where you'll be. He said, it's not surprising, just look to the horizon, it's a circle, in the middle is me. A week in the hospital, I was sick when you were little, you were brittle like butterfly bones. I wish I'd have been there to run a comb through your head. Always smelled like smoke and pine cones. But then the devil shot through you, got stronger as you grew, but they treat you like you're never the same. You filled your one good lung and bit down hard on your tongue just to keep yourself from going insane. Oh, oh, oh. Rides keep on turning, and our lives insist on turning, and my mind, it keeps on learning, but I can smell something burning. Now in a minute or less I tried to confess every single thing I learned so far, in a skirt you'd stolen as the road's unreeling and a roll beneath the wheels of the car. No, I haven't been drinking, I don't know what I was thinking, but it really don't mean anything. You said, do me a favor, if you want to be my savior, then you're gonna have to wait till the spring. You said, do me a favor, if you want to be my savior, then you're gonna have to learn how to sing. Song for any other traveling musicians that might not, you know, it's, you spend a lot of time living out of a backpack, and I've spent, you know, the last seven months in the backpack, and this song's, you know, kind of about that. I don't know where we're, I think we're sleeping in Fire Penguin's van tonight. I'm not sure where. it's pretty nice in there. This is called couch surfing. Well, I haven't paid rent in a month or more. I'm couch surfing, and I don't have a key because I don't have a door. I'm couch surfing, and I'm not taking calls. Between houses, of my material possessions, I've lost track. I didn't need them. Everything I use fits in my backpack. I call it freedom. A pair of jeans, some shirts, and a guitar lead, a toothbrush, socks, and a paperback reader. All the rest is what's hanging off of me. Answering questions, I'm between houses. Outside the night is cold and stormy, and you blew up the air mattress. mattress for me. And we'll talk all night like an open book, and I'll sleep on every breath you took before you leave. I'll sneak a look up at you. But there's an old saying that could bury telling when you're couch surfing, that the guests should leave before the fish start smelling. When you're couch surfing, it's romantically existential. Reduce your life to the bare essential. All that which is inconsequential guides me. But then you're sitting there in your friend's house, playing Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah.
And you've drunk all their rice milk and eaten all their Lundberg Santa Fe barbecue rice chips. Consequently, the best chips in the world. It's the only reason I tour here, right? It's, you can't get them anywhere else in the world. And then you realise when they give you a dirty look that this whole theory really depends on whether or not you've got good friends. And all this weightlessness the philosophers teach reduces you to society's leech. But tonight I've landed on my freedom, still one friend away from the bum on the street. And I've used up all my goodwill vouchers on every single friend with couches. It won't be long before they'll ask me to leave. It's time I cut myself some keys. Give me a pen, I'll sign the lease and go get me a... Well, I've got time for two more. Is there a gentleman that's seen me play before? Is there anything else you want to hear? Nothing. I should finish now.
Keep on going.
Yes. Would you like some kind of love song or
no.
Rock and roll?
Can
you dance to something?
Yeah.
No.
Look at me. Look at me, look at what I've got to work with here. It's not really...
I can dance with a guitar, it's possible. What did he come up with today?
Yeah, what did you come up with today?
What did you think up today?
What did I think up? That I probably shouldn't eat any more Santa Fe barbecue chips, because I've got...
How does
Santa
Barbara inspire you?
Besides that.
Let's think more in depth.
Pressure's on. Here's a new vape vibration that's found on the street. The kids all need to make their lives complete. But it sends their little heads into a spin. And then they're happy again. And just like those who hunger for the chase, you tell me that you need another space. So the rest of your life can commence. Well, buy me presents. What's the polite time for waiting to undress? The time it takes to make a move in chess. An awkward moment or two or 3 hours hence. I prefer presents. A muted light on a bended knee. I know you're trying to disarm me. Will you and whose kiss on me? Have you considered life abroad? Just to hear the word commitment makes you bored. To send a token in the way of recompense. And buy me presents. I actually studied guitar. I'm going to start that guitar solo again.
Yeah.
I can't remember it. Hang on.
Just freestyle it.
Yeah.
tunneled under Carmel Moor. And there were treasures there that some would die for. Now don't say that I'm hard to buy for. You got wads of cash to burn to warm you if the night should ever turn. Now will your sacred coffers lower their defense? Buy me presents. Well, it's the thought that matters most. Well, don't be dense. Buy me presents. That's really embarrassing. I'm sorry. I couldn't actually play guitar better than that. All right, I'll do two more. I will play this one for you because I don't often play this song. It's a little bit rock and roll, and it's whimsy. No one likes whimsy. But I got a review in the LA Times for this for that gig, and the review was glowing, apart from the last line, because I've got this song that I'm about to play called "There's Not Enough Songs About Squash," as in the game, not the vegetable. The game.
Yeah, man.
Racquetball. I love it. I love that shit.
Let's
go play squash.
Yeah.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it. But the review in the LA Times said there's now one too many songs about squash. That's harsh, man. Well, you're about to. I played this song in Australia. We played this, the Spiegel tent. You know, it's this like really ornate, beautiful tent that travels around the world. It's been, you know, it was built maybe 80 or 100 years ago. And this guy came along, and it's not cheap to go to see this concert. It's like $50 or $60. And my crowd in Australia doesn't usually pay that. But this guy was sitting up the front row, and he's like, play the squash song, play the squash song. And I said, oh, sir, thank you for coming. Do you like the squash song? And he said, no, I just play squash. I Googled squash, and your name come up. I've never heard of you before. So he loved the game enough to pay $60 to hear this song. Why should I bother? I don't know. I'll turn off my radio. Day after day, the airwaves are awash. Songs of ones in love, them who are out of. There's just not enough songs about squash. Maybe to you it's just a game, somewhere you heard the name. Not for the claustrophobic, a pastime for the posh. Without sounding too peculiar, if it's the cardi vascular you're after, then you can't go past squash. Netball, t-ball, orienteering are all worth a second hearing. Football, handball, four in a square are all good, but they just don't compare. I hope I'm singing clearly, because there's no, not nearly enough songs about squash. It's raining. We'll have to cancel tennis training. But look here, never fear, throw down that Macintosh. I know a game under a roof. It's just four walls and the truth, and it's fun, rain, hell or sun, and the game's called Squash. Red dot, green dot, yellow dot ball. Try and bounce it off the wall. Headband, wristband, fuzzy hand, a racket, and some DJ play a Squash song in their bracket. No, I'm not trying to fool ya. It'll either kill or cure ya. It's called Squash. This is not. About Squash. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. This is my last song, and I really appreciate you guys coming out to early to Sydney Plain. Thank you so much for organising this. It's really last minute. I'm looking forward to seeing the other bands. I hope I do have some CDs and a T-shirt, and the singles, and also have a Darren Hamlin souvenir spoon. If anyone's interested, it's a lovely wall ornament. Grandparents or something. So I'm just travelling around. This is the second show in the United States, and I'm travelling with my friend Natalie here, and this song is how we kind of were our connection. Natalie is a filmmaker, hence the camera, and she's worked on a few Australian films. And I was songwriting in Melbourne, house sitting at the time, and she was working on a film about a killer crocodile. I'm not sure if it really made it over here. Well, you know Wolf Creek? Did you get Wolf Creek?
Yeah.
That terrifying.
Crazy guy out in the
Yeah. Well, that was quite popular in Australia, and then that director got a lot of money to make his next film, which he'd been planning for years, which was about a giant killer crocodile, like a Jaws on land kind of thing. Jaws on land and water. And
makes it twice as scary.
All terrain terror. Yeah, that should have been the sub all-terrain terror. No wonder it flopped. Anyway, Natalie was working on that, and they finished it, and they had the wrap party, and she said, "You got to get out of the house. You're gonna get cabin fever if you keep sitting there playing guitar all day." So I went to the wrap party for free sushi and beers, and I danced, and on the dance floor I bumped into a famous Australian actress, and this is how this song came about. It's called Elbows. So thanks a lot, and I'll see you again. On a warm night in March, on a dark disco floor, I danced up a storm like I'd never before. Every step in the book, and then some that weren't listed for a song or two, I felt nothing else existed. Now, if a dream curled at your feet, you take it home and name it. I'm struggling now to find something to blame it on. Strobing effects, or perhaps it was that dress, but my eye was captured by a beautiful actress. Larger, she danced, it's jet lag. She danced nearer me with her coy entourage. She tugged at the scarf round her neck, it came loose. She hung it and flung it from the disc jockey's booth. Up the ball, I continue. One moment's reprieve. I grant you, dear audience, a chance to leave, for my tale never ends. In that it never started, When the house lights came on, I'd already departed. No, not one word was spoken, nor a glance exchanged. But when the sun rose next morning, the world hadn't changed. See, we only touched elbows, is the plain naked truth, that I can't even back up my story with proof. We only touched elbows. I felt our bones clank together, then the moment was over in a falling feather. An accident, sure, but it happened all wrangle. Our elbows did touch, our arms at right angle. Now there's not the nosy observer could have guessed, but the rock and roll drummer inside of my chest. Everyone's seen her films and now whisper her name. That we only touched elbows is not such a shame. For the world is getting crowded and I can't see a lapse. It's not about leaving spaces but filling the gaps. We're all bumping and knocking strangers all the time. Sometimes we don't notice, mostly we don't mind. A foot brushes your ankle on a peak hour bus. Someone's hand on the small of your back as they pass. A shopkeeper's fingers, while handing you change, can lightly brush yours without feeling too strange. Why I felt so alive, I can't quite determine. There could be a word to explain it in German. Some take others home, waking up to regret it. We only touched elbows and I'll never forget. Spins his black moons and keeps them all moving with his faithful tunes. And the lights not in sync, they're mechanically powered. We only touched elbows and I still haven't showered. Thanks a lot. See ya.